On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Farmers have warned that KwaZulu-Natal's agricultural sector will suffer if their ongoing challenges aren't properly addressed. They aired their concerns during a forum with Agriculture MEC, Thembeni Kamatlopa Mthethwa in Durban yesterday. Farmers, producers and agricultural experts listed a range of issues from climate change to food security. They say the recent outbreak of foot and mouth disease and natural disasters such as flooding and veld fires have seriously impacted food production. Kwanalu Sandy Lamarki says poor service delivery is taking a toll on commercial farmers.
Because how do we as farmers take our produce from our farm to market if our roads are not passable, if we don't have bridges? Water is an important resource for us as farmers, and we need to ensure that we are addressing the challenges that we're having about water. Electricity, this is one of the big challenges. We've had too many losses in this province because of electricity not being able to be supplied on a continued basis, for example.
Rural farmer Makosi Nkakaza has called for support in protecting their properties from nearby communities as theft and arson have become a major problem.
Boundaries are not fenced. If the boundaries could be fenced, then I could be safe. They are stealing, they are burning fires, my crops get burnt. I've got about 12 cases reported at a police station. If your farm is within the community, then it is a problem.
Now, the pig farm murder case against a Limpopo farmer and his two employees has been postponed to October. Zachariah Lafia's lawyer has requested more time to prepare for his client's trial. Prosecutors yesterday provisionally withdrew charges against accused number two, Rudolph De Wet, who turned state witness. Newswatch's Lesecha Makura has filed this report from the High Court in Polokwane.
The NPA says if De Wet, who is now a state witness, gives honest testimony, he will be acquitted or discharged. Their trial, which was expected to resume on Monday, has since been postponed. The trio is facing charges of murder, attempted murder, and defeating the ends of justice. Maria Makgato and Lucian Kloof were shot and killed while collecting expired food at Onvervacht Farm in Sibayeng outside Polokwane in August last year. Lesecha Makura, Polokwane.
Some in the breaking international news, Israel's security cabinet has approved a proposal by Benjamin Netanyahu to take full military control of Gaza. The prime minister's office has confirmed the plan, saying the aim is to remove Hamas from power. It says defense forces will take control of Gaza City and distribute humanitarian assistance to people outside the combat zones. The IDF's chief of staff is reported to have voiced his concern over Netanyahu's plan, fearing it could worsen the hostage and humanitarian situation there. Prime Minister told Fox News this week that they're preparing a two-phase operation with plans to evacuate 1 million residents and set up civilian infrastructure.
In order to assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza, and to pass it to civilian governance. That is not Hamas and not anyone advocating the destruction of Israel. That's what we want to do. We want to liberate ourselves and liberate the people of Gaza from the awful terror of Hamas.
The United Nations has warned that the move could lead to catastrophic consequences, including more Palestinian deaths and further mass displacement. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay 22, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nitara Nadezhin.